Costa Mesa's controversial Measure K passes by 22 votes. Costa Mesa's controversial Measure K passed by 22 votes in the November 8 election, allowing high-density developments to skirt a public vote for approval in some areas in the city. The Measure 50 won and 3J on to 49.97%, or 16,483 to 16,461 votes, according to December 2 certified results from the county registrar. The City Council put Measure K on the ballot in August to modify Measure Y, which was approved by 2016 voters. Under Y, voter approval was required for developments that exceeded certain criteria such as square footage, effects on traffic, and number of units. But since Measure Y's passing, no projects had ever gone to the public for a vote. Some developers said a vote would pose too big a financial risk, with a significant amount of money spent on a project before being potentially rejected. When people talk of Measure Y's impact, I'm not exaggerating when I say it's killed all housing development, City Councilman Jeffrey Harlan said during the August council meeting when approving of Measure K. Under the newly passed K, developers will only need approval from the City Council for such projects in some commercial corridors within the city. Residential areas will still require a public vote. Proponents also say it is necessary for the city to comply with the state's affordable housing quota. Costa Mesa is currently mandated by the state to zone for over 12,000 housing units by 2029, nearly a 28% increase, with many required to be affordable. But those against the measure say it doesn't guarantee affordable housing, as there is no requirement for it in the measure, and it takes away voters' rights to weigh in on certain developments. Costa Mesa Councilman Don Harper, who voted against Measure K in August, told the Epoch Times the ballot measure was misrepresented in its title, Ordinance to Revitalize Commercial and Industrial Areas and Protect Residential Neighborhoods. The whole title of Revitalized Costa Mesa is not true, he said. The measure doesn't do that. The measure simply takes away voters' rights to vote on high-density projects, period. Corridors that no longer need a public vote of approval include fragments of Newport and Harbor Boulevards, Baker Street between State Road 73 and State Road 55, Placentia Avenue, West 17th, West 18th, and West 19th Streets, as well as areas north of the 405 freeway. https://www.theepictimes.com/measure-k-to-green-light-development-in-costa-mesa_478678.html. Measure K will be effective December 12.